Okay, the top of Ayin Zayin, Oz Liamo Yitain, at the top of Ayin Zayin Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, Tznan Hatam, Mafirim Nedarim B'Shabbat. This is a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Nun Zayin in Sechas Shabbos. Mafirim Nedarim B'Shabbat. Remember, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah had said, had given as an example. Our Mishnah on Ayin Vav had said, "Hafarat nadarim kol hayom, yesh bedavar l'hakev l'hachmir." Ketzad nadra b'leile Shabbat, yafer b'leile Shabbat. V'yom haShabbat ad shetechashet. She makes a neder on Shabbat, so you can be. So we assume that this is just a dugma, and then we suggested maybe this dugma was true because the din is the same. Whether it's a Wednesday night or a Friday night. But we assume that this dugma specifically was chosen to say agav urcha, something about Shabbos. So now the Gemara is dealing with this question of hataras nadarim and hafaras nadarim on Shabbat. So the Gemara says, Tanan hatam, the Mishnah in Shabbos, says mefirin nadarim b'Shabbat. A husband or a father can be mefir the wife or daughter's neder on even on Shabbat. V'nishalin l'nedarim shehein l'tzarech Shabbat. And what's nishalin l'nedarim? Hatarat nedarim you can do l'tzarech Shabbat. And if there's a need on Shabbat, you can also do hatarat nedarim where you go to a chacham, or you go to a betin of shlosha, and they're matir the nedar. So the Gemara asks, Iboy lehu. Mefer nedarim l'Shabbat l'tzarech Shabbat, odilma afilu shelo l'tzarech. And how do you read the Mishnah? Do you read the Mishnah like this? You can do hafaras nedarim on Shabbos, and you can do hataras nedarim on Shabbos if there is a tzarech Shabbos for either of them. Or do you read the Mishnah? You can do hafarat nedarim on Shabbat. A husband or a father could do hafarat nedarim on Shabbat. Nekuda sof pasuk. And you can do hatarat nadarim if there is a letzarech. So is letzarech Shabbat modifying the seifa or also the resha? Why does it make sense that it's only the seifa? But maybe what was the previous machlokes we learned? Maybe Yom Shamo means.
24 hours.
Yes, if Yom Shamo means 24 hours, so then you have flexibility. Or you could say, you know, in Achinami, you would lose your. Either we would have to make an exception and give an extension, if you can't do Hafarat Nedarim on Shabbat. So either we'd have to give an extension, or we'd have to say, sorry, you're tough out of luck.
Now, possibly. Phrasing of the thing doesn't look like it would be talking about. I mean, maybe just
because of the word bishabbat.
Shabbat,
yeah,
like,
you know. Yeah, yeah. It certainly seems to be that way. But there would be a problem. In other words, the isser of doing hafarat nadarim on Shabbat, the hypothetical isser of doing hafarat nadarim on Shabbat, or hatarat nadarim on Shabbat, l'chol adayot, hatarat nadarim shelo letzarech Shabbat, seems you can't do that. So is that in Issur D'oraisa or Issur D'rabbanan?
Well, the idea that a
Beit
Din takes it in Shabbat is in general.
Is that an Issur D'oraisa or D'rabbanan? It's an Issur D'rabbanan. Ayin Zayin Lanal. Right? So in other words, the din that the husband has only Yom Shamo, and Lehalacha, we know that it doesn't mean 24 hours. We know that it means until the end of that day. You could slice it real.
Let's say, well, here he's not getting his 24 hours because, you know, Shabbos comes in 6 hours later, so he's missing 18 hours.
Okay.
The classic example that would be kashrus.
Would be?
Would be for kashrus. That's what we're about, because you have to wait 20. Like, if you use a pot.
Yeah, but Ben Yomo, yeah.
Right, it's Ben Yomo, so it doesn't mean like, okay, well, it was an hour before Shkina, after Shkina, so it's a new day. No, 24 hours.
Right. In other words, if you have a pot, if you have a pot that you have to wait 24 hours to kasher, and it becomes treif on Erev Shabbat. But you need that pot for use on Shabbat. You need that dish for use on Shabbat. But you can only kasher it up on Shabbat itself. Here, we're coming up on a two-day yontif, right? So it only the 24 hours only pass, you know, when you're 10 minutes into yontif. So 48 hours extra, you can't use it. Sorry. So sorry. But the din of not doing hatarat nadarim or hafarat nadarim, again, hypothetically, we're in the Havamina still, that is clearly nisa d'rabbanan. The din of the Yom Sham'o said deraisa d'rabbanan. Deraisa.
How do you find
it? Seder, but we know that lahalacha it means until the end of the day. It doesn't mean 24 hours. So if there was an iser di rabbonon of not doing hafarat nadarim on Shabbat and min haTorah, so the idea that we'll give him an extra day, we'll give him an extension, is not plausible.
You could say that not, you could just lose the opportunity.
Yes, you could say that Chazal override. Chazal made a din. You can't do a far. Again, this is all hypothetical because Lamaisa is not a din. But you could say Chazal made a din. There's no hafarat nedarim on Shabbat. Ah, but the guy's got a deadline.
Yeah, you can cancel. Yeah.
What?
There's no hafarat nedarim
on Shabbat, but the guy's.
So the guy's got a deadline. If he doesn't do hafar nedarim on Shabbat, he's going to be stuck with his neder, with his wife's neder. Right? Seder. So you lose out the right. Look, in other words, the shofar is, shofar and lulav and other things, those are examples of Chazal making an isser, which cancels out a mitzvah aseh.
I think that's even stronger. If they can make a mitzvah cancel a mitzvah aseh,
right?
Mitzvah aseh.
He can remove it. Can be mevatel somebody's right. Yeah. It happens. This is not the din, as we will see from the maskana. But theoretically, so the Gemara wants to know the requirement that the hatara / hafara be letzarech Shabbat, is that just for hatarat nedarim or is it also for hafarat nedarim? Toshma, Titani Rav Zuti bar Rav Papi. Ein mafir nedarim elo letzarech Shabbat. You can only do hafaret nedarim on Shabbat if there's a she takes a neder. She's not going to eat fish. You know, there's a chont. Let's say fish, because there's a din in the Shulchan Aruch, chayav adam lechol dagim b'Shabbat. So this is not a very high requirement. It's not like the requirement to make kiddush or to light Shabbat candles or to wear big day Shabbat, but there is such a din, right? I don't know if everybody's machmir on this. I was once, my parents lived on the Jersey Shore. So on the occasions that we're there, we daven in this. There's a Syrian shul that operates from Memorial Day to Labor Day. So between Mincha and Arbit, they say Shtei Halachot from the Yalkut Yosef. So I'm there once, and a guy's teaching the Yalkut Yosef, and he teaches Hayav Adam Lechol Dagim B'Shabbat. And he translates it. How would you translate that?
This is obligated to eat fish.
A person is obligated to eat fish on Shabbat. So you're very ecumenical, because you translate Adam as a person. But Chayav Adam Lechol Dagim B'Shabbat, he translates as, you got to tell your wife to make fish for the Shabbat. And nobody in the room thought this was anything but a literal translation. So,
where do we go wrong?
Yeah. So she takes a neder, she's not going to eat fish on Shabbat. But it turns out there is a tzarech Shabbat to eat fish. Or she says, I'm not going to eat cholent. It turns out, you know what, the cholent is the only, you know what, because cholent sometimes it gives the ladies an upset stomach. Men's, you know, a woman makes cholent. Like a lot of homes, the man doesn't do any of the cooking except for the cholent. Right? But a woman makes cholent, it's almost like healthy. And it's like eating a salad. but Lonnie's not so crazy about my cholent. Because it kind of sits there. So, uh, So she thinks, no, I'm not going to eat cholm. And it turns out on Shabbos, the only hot food that's being served is the cholm. Chazal thought that eating hot food on Shabbat was where it was at. That is the sign of Oneg Shabbat, to eat hot food. Which is why we have all of these requirements of, you know, ways of getting the food heated on Shabbat, even though the halakha makes it difficult to do. And this was, of course, famously one of the points of dissension with the Karaites. And that may even be, as everybody's read in one of those articles, the origin of the history of cholent. Right? What's cholent after all? It's all the food that can withstand being cooked for 24 hours and still be edible at the end. Right? So she takes a neder, she's not going to eat cholent. And then it turns out if she keeps her neder, then she can't be Mekayim Oneg Shabbat of eating hot food on Shabbat. So that would be a tzarech Shabbat. He could be mefer for that. So that's what ein mefirin. That's what Rav Zuti bar Rav Papi says. Ein mafirin. The Bei Rav Papi says ein mafirin adarem elo tzarech Shabbat. So Omar Rav Ashi, halotnan hachi nadra im chashecha mefer la ad shelo techashech. She takes a neder at the very end of Shabbat. You know, 3 minutes, whatever the deadline is. Let's say Chashecha is Shkiyas, let's say, is at 7 o'clock. She takes a neder at 6:57. He hears it. He's got 3 minutes to do Hafar Nedarim. It is not Tzorech Shabbat.
Except in that situation, she made a neder to keep Rabbeinu Tam.
Except a neder to keep Rabbeinu Tam.
It's the only neder. That's 3 minutes before Shkiyah would have.
So that's interesting. That would be a good counter example.
I couldn't agree with
that one. But I understand how it would be different.
Yeah.
If Rav Papi is coming to say, you can't be Mefer.
It's Rav Zuti. It's Rav Zuti of the school of Rav Papi. Yeah.
If you're making a neder, you can't be Mefer of a neder, El Tzok Shabbat. So, Kal Vachomer, you can't make a neder unless it's a Tzok Shabbat.
No, well, first of all, this may have been a neder that she had made days earlier, and he only hears about it on Shabbat. But there is no such prohibition about making a neder that's not... There's no limitation on the neder you can make on Shabbat. That's not what's under discussion. The question is, if she makes a neder that on... I don't know, she's in the Mahjong Club. Mahjong's on Wednesdays. And he loves that she goes to Mahjong on Wednesdays. No, Mondays. Mondays is Mahjong. You know what Mahjong is? Yeah, of course.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that Mahjong was on Wednesdays.
No, but Mahjong, in my example, was on Mondays.
Right.
Because he loves that she goes out to Mahjong on Mondays because he can sit at home in his gatkes, smoking his cigar, and watch the Monday Night Football. Right? He's very happy. She takes a neder. I'm not going to Mahjong anymore. Right? So she says on Shabbos afternoon, I'm not going to Mahjong. I take a neder, I'm not going to Mahjong anymore on Mondays. So he has an interest in being made for this neder, except this is not Letzorech Shabbat. Right? This is Letzorech Monday Night Football. So that would be an example of a neder, which, according to the Havamina here, he would not be able to be mefer on Shabbat because it's not Letzarech Shabbat. She takes a neder on Shabbos morning, she's not going to eat the cholent, and then it turns out there was a legitimate Tzarech Shabbat, because if she doesn't eat the cholent, she's not Mekayim Oneg Shabbos. That would be an example of something Letzarech Shabbat, he could be mefer. She takes a neder, forget for a second you came up with this clever counter example. She takes a neder. She takes a neder that 3 minutes before Shabbat. By the way, the whole idea when you say something's not chronological, it's anachronistic, because the whole machlokus about Rabbeinu Tam and etc. is not relevant to the Amoraim. But okay, she takes a neder 3 minutes before. She takes a minute three minutes before the deadline for him to make a neder. There's no such example of a neder with only 3 minutes on the clock that's going to be Letzarech Shabbat.
Well, she can say that she makes a neder she's not going to eat cholent on Shabbat, ever.
That's the tzarek the next. No, but no, the tzarek Shabbat would be for that Shabbat, right? Because it's.
No, but I don't know. I don't understand how you answer the question.
No, because in other words, the idea of the tzarek Shabbat. What's the when we say it's the tzarek Shabbat? It means the tzarek Shabbat zoo.
Right.
So there's no hachana for the week.
I understand that, but what does that mean in this case? 3 months before the end of Shabbat, she makes a money, she's not, she has a terrible indigestion. She's never even going to clean it or eat.
Right. Seder. So then he can be meferit. If we say you can only be mefer neder letzarech Shabbat, meaning this Shabbat, then he wouldn't be able to be made for it. But my assumption is that according to the Havamina, that you can only be Mefer and Neder Letzarech Shabbat,
means
this Shabbat. And that any being Mefer and Neder for Monday Night Football or for next Shabbat, that's the problem, that you're doing something, it's a form of Hachana from this Shabbat to after Shabbat. Just like you can't do Hachana from Shabbat to Chol, you can't do Hachana from this Shabbat to next Shabbat. So she takes a neder 3 minutes before Shabbat. There's no example of something that would be relevant for Letzarech Shabbat Zu. But nevertheless, what's Rav Zuti bar Rav Papi's halacha? No, I'm sorry, what's Rav Ashi's halacha? Ha lot nan, didn't we teach? Hachi nadra, the hachi lo tanan hachi, nadra im chashecha, mefer lo ad shelo tichashech. He can do hafarat nadarim in that last minute case. What do we imply from Rav Ashi's halacha?
That
hafarat nadarim on Shabbat is not limited l'tzorech Shabbat. All of these examples I gave were just rejected havaminas. According to Rav Ashi, you can do hafarat nadarim on Shabbat, even shelo letzarech Shabbat. Monday night football, she comes home and Monday night football is in danger, no problem. It could be mefer. V'i amart letzarech Shabbat, im shelo letzarech Shabbat lo, and if you want to say that he can only do hafarat nadarim for tzarech Shabbat, my ayrech hashecha. Afilu betoch hayom eino yechol lahafer. So what would you have to give the example for it's 3 minutes before Hashecha? Right? Even if it was early in the day.
3 minutes before the end of Shabbat is that she's not
going to be controlled. No, but in other words, if you want to say that this example of the 3 minutes on the clock is to teach us the din that you can even be mefer shelo letzarech. So Beseda, you don't need to come up with the 3 minute example. Say, if she makes a neder about Monday night football at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's not letzarech Shabbat, you can't be mefer. But that's not what it says.
But Rav Ashi brought this in order to prove logically. In other words, what are you saying? The Rav Ashi could have just said...
Well, no. In other words, we bring the case about the 3 minutes on the clock. And the Rav Ashi may have been teaching halacha about this is the case of sometimes the din of Yom Shamo is sometimes lahakel and sometimes lahachmir. This is a case of lahachmir. His rights are elastic. His rights of hafar are elastic. Sometimes you have 1 minute. Sometimes you have 23 hours and 59 minutes. Right?
No, how would Rav Ashi practice if we didn't know? So Rav Ashi is telling us this in order to teach us that we can make another even though it's
alive. Even shlo letzarech. But that's an inference. He doesn't say that explicitly. The Gemara brings Rav Ashi's halacha. Right? Because Rav Ashi is just telling you, and if she makes a neder,
on, you know, at the last minute, you only have 1 minute. Until whatever, whenever that bell goes off at sunset. So the Gemara brings this halacha because it proves by inference that you can even be mefer and neder shelo litzarich. Because in this scenario, there would be no tzarich with only 1 minute left. Right?
The
Iyamar to litzarich haShabbat. In shelo litzarich haShabbat lo, and if you want to say, not like Ravashi, if you want to say that you can only do hafart nedarim when there is a tzarich Shabbat, my irya chashecha. So then, why would the case have been this 2 minutes to sunset? Afilu betoch hayom eina yechol lahafir to shelo litzarich. Even in the middle of the day, you wouldn't have been able to. Why, so why doesn't Rav Ashi say, if Rav Ashi wants to teach us the halacha that you don't need tzarich Shabbat to do hafart nedarim, what did it have to teach it in this convoluted way? Say, at high noon, if it's Litzarech Shabbat, you can do it. If it's Shelo Litzarech Shabbat, you can't do it. Tznaihi. It is that machloket of the Tanoim. Hafar Nadarim, kol, that's adult. You see the asterisk? What does the asterisk remind you? Sham, daf, ayin, vav, omid, beis. You don't even have to turn the page. You just have to look over here. That's the machlokas that we learned last week. What is that machlokas? It has to do with how long the deadline is. Hafard nadarim kol hayom, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, amru me'et lo'et. You remember, one, the Tanakhama said that Yom Shamo means until sunset. But the Zug of Tanoim said, it's 24-hour clock. Lamanda omar kol hayom. I'm sorry, my eyes are bothering. Lamanda omar kol hayom ein tfe lo afilu shelo letzarech Shabbat. So the person that says it's the whole day, so then you have no choice. In other words, there's always a tzarech Shabbat. Even from Monday night football, there's a tzarech Shabbat. No, not just Shalom Bayit. What's the tzarech Shabbat?
The Hafarat Nedar.
What?
Hafarat Nedar itself.
The Hafarat Nedar, the Hafarat Nedarim. Because he can only be done on Shabbat, and if he doesn't do it on Shabbat, he's lost his opportunity. It's like a lahavdil. It's like, you know, like all the malachot that you can't do on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, you can't do malacha. We are not beseder, right? We do not. You know, Chazal talk about people that are mevazeh the moadot. That's us. People do not treat Chol HaMoed with the proper respect. I myself am guilty of this, and every year I say I'm going to get better. At Chol HaMoed, you should wear your Shabbos clothing. You shouldn't walk around in your jeans and your sweatpants and whatever, right? At Chol HaMoed, you should wear your, you're going off on a tiul where you're going to get dirty. Seder, so then you change into your tiul clothing. You're allowed to take tiulim on Chol HaMoed, but you come to shul on Shabbos on Chol HaMoed morning. You're supposed to wait. You should wait whatever your standard for Shabbat clothing is, which changes from community to community, and maybe even from person to person. But whatever your standard for Shabbos clothing, Yom Tov clothing is, you should wear on a Chol HaMoed. You can't do malacha on, and you know, I always carry a pen. I always have a fountain pen right here. Except on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed. Right? It will be someplace on Chol HaMoed. Lani will say, you have a pen? I'll say, it's like, you're a choshed, am I eating a ham sandwich? Right? If you have to write something, you find a pen. You have to make a shopping list. You have to write down your Chiddush Torah that you said. You have to, whatever else people still write things for.
This example is not going to be relevant for another
right.
10 years.
But so then you actually, you find a pen. But to go out carrying a pen on Chol HaMoed, you know, I wouldn't do it. So you're not allowed to, it's not that on Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed isn't Chol plus. it's Yom Tov minus, right? The assumption is you need a justification to do any malacha on Yom Tov. Now, that justification has wide applications, right? Basically, whatever you need to do. And in some cases, even whatever you want to do to enjoy Yom Tov, which includes traveling, which includes getting in the car, which includes...
It just doesn't include something that you could easily do out. Like you shouldn't do gardening.
Right, you shouldn't do gardening. You shouldn't. One of the things you're allowed. One of the blanket heterim is a davar ha'avud. Right, anything that's going to cause any kind of financial loss whatsoever. So that gives you license to do the malacha on.
It's like the sign you see over a Friday neighborhood in Yerushalayim during 9 days.
They advertise it as such?
All the stores say that, never even buying it.
Okay. So the same thing here. It's a davar ha'avud, right? Normally you don't do hafar nedarim on Shabbat unless it's Litzarach Shabbat. You know what kind of neder hafar nedarim is Litzarach Shabbat on Shabbat? According to the Tanakhama, that the deadline is coterminous with the end of Shabbat. All of them. Some of them have a mash tzarech Shabbat because if you're not mayfair, she can't eat the cholent. And everything else, Monday night football is also a tzarech Shabbat because if he's not mayfair it now, he's out of luck. He loses his chance.
But not according to the.
So mayfair leman de omer me'et le'et. So what about the opinion that says me'et le'et? According to the Zug Tanoim, that you have 24 hours. She comes home from shul. You're about to sit down to have lunch. She says, you walk into the house on Shabbos morning, the smell of, the children's like at the peak. Another 10 minutes in the crock pot, and it's going to dry out and burn. You have it like right there at a perfect moment. The smell of it. She says, I take a neder. I'm not going to eat the chont this week. It'll give me a stomachache. Right? So he has... That's a tzarech Shabbat. She comes home at 12 o'clock from shul on Shabbos afternoon. They don't daven here. They daven in a place where shul goes very late. Remember America where shul like went on forever? Shalom hasn't been in America in many years. He hasn't been there since like his bar mitzvah. So he was just in America. And he went to my sister-in-law for Shabbat in Connecticut, where davening starts at 9 and davening ends at like 12. Right, and he said it was like longer than Rosh Hashanah.
Thank you for making Aliyah.
That's the Zionist dream. You don't want long davening. So according to the opinion, so she comes home at noon on Shabbos and makes the Monday night football net there. There's not Tzarech Shabbat because. He can do it on Motzei Shabbat. He can do it on Sunday morning. He can do it on Sunday anytime up until 11:59 a.m. So then, according to the Zug Tanoim, you wouldn't be able to do it. 11:59, because she made it at noon. You have Me'et Leit. The Tzarech Shabbat in. So according to the Me'et Leit opinion, so if it's Tzarech Shabbat, you can do Mefir on Shabbat. And if it's not Shalot Tzarech Shabbat, if it's Shalot Tzarech Shabbat, low.
How did... How did that make it a Tzarech Shabbat? Because in and of it, the need to do Akharai in and of itself becomes Tzarech Shabbat.
Because if I don't actualize, if I don't use it or lose it, if I don't exercise my right to be Mayfair today, which happens to be Shabbat, then I will have lost my...
It's
the Tzarech Hayom. No, it's the Tzarech Hayom. If I don't do it today, I'm out of luck. Right? It's an expansive view of what Litzarech Shabbat is.
Right.
It means Litzarech Shabbat means things that are Lichvod Shabbat, things that are for Oneg Shabbat.
It's a different definition of Litzarech Shabbat.
It's Litzarech Hayom.
But we would never broaden the definition of Litzarech Shabbat for anything else that you might do on Shabbat. You know, you could.
You might have it. You might.
Maybe like because you're about to eat.
Let's say that I'm. I don't know, there are times, there are things that you have to do that, like, when you're in that schedule, then you don't, you know.
I'm trying to think of an example. I don't know. The Mishnah now goes on to discuss the question of Hataret Nadarim, or Nishalin Linadarim B'Shabbat. What would be the difference to... So, Lamaisa, what do? We say, according to the opinion, that it's that B'Yom Shamo means until sunset... So which kind of nedarim can you be mefer? Essentially all of them. According to the opinion, it's me'et le'et. Which kind of nedarim can you be mefer? Just l'tzarech Shabbat. Lamaisa, how do we pass skin in that first machlokas?
That's
the end of the day. Which means, you see how one machlokas tips according to, it's like the Dhamma, it tips this way. So since we say that B'Yom Shamo Lamaisa means that day until sunset. So then, which kinds of nedarim can you be mefer on Shabbat? All of them. Because all of them de facto become l'tzarech Shabbat. Those that are really l'tzarech Shabbat, and those that are l'tzarech Shabbat, because if I don't use it or lose it, I'll lose out my right. What about hataret nedarim? What would be the problem with hataret nedarim?
There's no issue of time limitation
on hataret nedarim. Right? Whenever you go, it's... So in other words, according to... Right, so that's what the Mishnah in Shabbos said, that it's the Tzarek Shabbat. So now we go back and reread the Mishnah in Shabbat at the top line. Meferim Nedarim B'Shabbat, period. Why? Because we paskin, like the Tanakhama, that B'Yom Shamo is until the end of the day, and therefore everything is Tzarek Shabbat. Nishalin Nedarim Shehen Tzarek Shabbat. Right? Okay.
In light of that... The fact that we go from the end of that day, that's how we interpret the Mishnah, because according to Zugi, he must hold by the Zug in the Mishnah, otherwise there's no way for him to understand the Mishnah Shabbat. Otherwise, I mean,
yeah. Okay. Anyway, we will continue when we continue, but good Ksiva v'chassima tova, and Gemar chassima tova, and a good Yom Tif, Moedim l'simcha, and all these things coincide with Tuesday nights, and I guess Chol HaMoed, I will send out an email. Maybe we'll meet in the sukkah or something, we'll have a little l'chaim in the sukkah. Oh, barbecue in the sukkah. Why don't you organize it already? We'll talk.
If we're available to dinner from away,